This is an MUT Radio podcast.
But right about now, I have Dombi on the other side of the line. Hi, Dombi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you so much for asking, and thank you for having me on your radio.
And thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure.
So let's jump right straight into it. So tell our audience a little bit about your background and how you came to do what you do now.
Okay, so Ntombi is a young lady from Empangeni in KwaZulu-Natal. I was born and raised in Empangeni. And I just grew up in a very musical family and a Christian family. You know, we used to go to church almost every Sunday and even during the week. So that's where I got my singing upbringing. With my father being a preacher, you know, sometimes I would sing in church during his sermon or before. And I just grew to love music because of that. My family is a very loud and bubbly family. We sing almost all the time when we are together. And, of course, when I went to school, primary and high school, I also sang and participated in so many activities. Mm. And it just grew in me, and I just saw that, you know what, there's something in here, and I'm looking forward to see what, you know, God has in the future for me. And here I am today.
Now, since you say that every time you and your family get together, you guys sing, does that still happen even now?
Even now, yes.
Recently, wow, that is so amazing.
I was having my graduation party recently, and everybody was home. And
congratulations!
It was a madhouse.
I can imagine.
I said sorry for the neighbors.
I'm sure they're used to it now, since you guys are always doing this every time.
You know.
So, who other people do you say like inspired you into, you know, being a singer that you are today?
I would say, like, mostly it's those powerful, strong women, you know, those black, powerful, strong women, like Abo Mam Miriam Makeba, because I went to music school as well, so she was one of my inspirations, and I did a lot of research about her when I was in music school, and she inspired me, the story, the struggle, you know, her strength and her wisdom, you know, it just spoke to me, and I really looked up to her so much. And internationally, I would say Umam Aretha Franklin and you know, those old school strong black women. I look up to them so much. They inspired me to be the singer that I am today.
And you've also traveled the world through music.
Yep.
Where have you been exactly? Like, which places have you visited?
Okay, so far I have I used to say it's my second home now. Europe is my second home, but mainly in Sweden. I go to Sweden so regularly, like almost 3-4 times a year.
Yes.
And I've been to the UK, I've been to Spain, recently I was in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv in Israel, and I've been to Morocco, and now I'm planning a trip. Actually, they are planning a trip that they want me to be part of in Mexico and the United States next year. So I'm trying.
I can see, but you've done so much so far, hey?
Yeah, God has been so good. I'm so blessed. I feel so blessed.
Absolutely. Now, have you faced any setbacks in your music journey?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have. I know it's still the beginning for me, but you know, there are so many empty promises that I've heard before. You know, people be like, oh, we think you are great and we want to be part of your journey and want to help you do this and that, and then I'm like, okay, I'm still here and nobody. But you know, I just look at those things as stepping stones, because for me, I believe in doing things yourself in order to make them perfect and to make them be what you want them to be. So if I get those disappointments, I want to do it myself and make it better. So I would say those are the setbacks for now. And of course, like, my music is not the kind of music that speaks to everyone, you know? It has to speak to people that really will understand and would really be open-minded and be willing to take in new stuff, especially from a person from my background or from my area, you know, you have people who are doing like a certain style of music, and when I come in, doing this slightly different kind of music. It's a bit challenging for people to accept, but I feel like if it speaks to 10 out of 50 people, that's yes. fine for me. I'm happy. Wow. As long as it speaks to someone, then that's good to me.
And what would you say is your biggest achievement to date?
My biggest achievement, I think, is to just live my dream. I would say it's to just live my dream, because
absolutely.
What I do now, or what I've done throughout this 15 years of my music career so far, has always been a dream. So now it's like becoming real. I'm living it now slowly, and day by day I'm living my dream. So I would say that's the biggest achievement, to be able to do things that I've always dreamt of doing, even though I'm not a superstar, like a big superstar yet.
Yes.
But having my own music was my dream, and it came true, you know. On Friday, I'm having my own show. It's coming true now. You know, it's things that I've been dreaming of doing, going internationally. I've done that already. So it's just those small dreams coming true. Those are the highlights and the biggest achievements in my life and in my heart.
Now, what's that one thing that people are generally surprised to find out about you?
That I am a bit goofy and crazy. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I'm crazy. Once you get to know me, then you get to realize that this girl is crazy. What the hell is that? You know? So I'm an interesting person. Though I'm shy at first, I'm a bit shy and reserved, and I like to read people and read the room, and then I'm like, okay, I vibe with this one. I vibe here. So I go with the energy. And if I feel, you know, I'm very sensitive as well. So if I feel a certain way, then I act a certain way, because I want to protect myself, because I'm so fragile. But other than that, I'm crazy. I'm bubbly. And I'm just insane.
I think we all have that side. So it's fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you could turn back the time to talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell her?
I know people say this all the time, but it's just that everything is going to be okay and it's going to work out. Because for me, I've had a really big challenge of losing a mother when I was 8 years old. So I grew up without my mother most of my life. And when I was younger, I couldn't imagine how life would be without her and how my dad will cope without her. And now I am in my 30s and I'm doing just fine, and God is good, and my family is supportive. I've got good friends around me. I've got wonderful fans and followers, and everything is okay. So I would just go back and tell myself that, you know, relax, don't be scared. You've got people around you. Everything is going to be fine.
Absolutely.
Just trust and believe. Yeah.
And in 2020, you released your EP titled When I Grow Up. How have people been receiving that so far?
I would say, like, hence I've said before, that it speaks to a certain people, you know. Yeah. So those people that it has spoke to, and it has made an impact in their lives, I feel like they're taking it so positively. And especially the young ones. The young ones are my favorite, because even in my neighborhood, when they pass by my house, I hear them singing, "When I grow up, when I grow up." So I feel like this is what I wanted to hear when I was growing up. You know, people in my neighborhood, you know, being the inspiration, you know. And when I see the kids being inspired by what I do and loving my work, and seeing their parents loving my work. So my music speaks to everybody, and I'm like, this is what I'm made for, and this is what I'm happy for. So I would say it's a success because of those reasons, and I'm happy. Of course, it can do better, but
absolutely,
it's okay. I'm happy for now. Yes.
Talking about your recent song, Our Song, what was the inspiration behind that song?
Okay, you know, it's very sensitive, because I'm sure you're familiar with the GBV situation happening around South Africa. So I wanted also to, you know, as an artist, to not only just be on stage or to be on TVs and radios just to sing songs that will make people dance and have a good time, but I also wanted to, you know, be part of the movement and spread awareness and try to put a helping hand, you know, and try to make a difference in our society and speak out, especially as a young woman myself, and with nieces and nephew and young nephews and grandmothers and all of that. I wanted to also, like, you know, say something through my work and put my two cents and try to make a world a better place, especially here in South Africa, and just try to, you know, let's fight this. And so the song is basically about that, trying to spread awareness and try to say that people must come together, and especially men must stand up for us more than we stand up for ourselves, and all communities come together and fight against this demonic actions that is happening around us through GBV. Yeah, so it's about that basically.
And speaking of bringing change into communities, some of your sales, they go to an organization to help with the implementation of their vision as an NGO. Tell us about that one.
Yes. So I'm an ambassador for an organization called Star for Life. It was originated in Sweden 15 plus years ago, and it works here in South Africa and in Namibia to empower young people in schools and in high schools and in primary schools to inspire young people to have dreams and to believe in those dreams, because this organization helped me and groomed me to be the person I am today. So I also wanted to give back to them. So some of the proceeds from the sales of the song goes to the organization and make sure that it continue to work in Southern Africa and help other young kids coming after me. So it's my part of trying to put a helping hand and also just saying to the organization for helping me, I thank you. This is how I want to thank you. Some of the proceeds will come to you and continue to do the great work that you do.
I think that is absolutely amazing. Now, before we end our interview, how do you want people to remember Ntombi?
Wow, that's a big one. I would like people to remember that I loved, I lived, that I cared, that I just wanted people to be happy, and I wanted people to treat each other with love, respect, and honor. And I just wanted the world to be better. I just wanted, you know, God to be seen and heard and be in all of us, and, you know, just spread love, show love. Ntombi is love, and Ntombi love to love, and Ntombi love to be loved, and Ntombi cares for everybody. So I would like to be remembered in that manner.
Okay, closing remarks to anyone who wants to pursue a career in music just like you. What advice would you give them?
I would give them the advice that that was given to me by my mentors, that the road is not going to be easy.
Yes.
But what helps for us to be motivated and to keep going is the passion that we have and the vision and the mission that we have behind the music. Because for me, music is not only about spreading joy to the world, but also I want to make a difference through it. So it just help to have passion and to be committed in your dream and in your vision so that it can come true. So the road is not going to be easy, but if you believe in yourself too much and in that manner, everything is going to work out. And, you know, just hold on and keep pushing and keep knocking on doors and keep doing what you do best, and God will see you through.
Absolutely. And how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Okay, on socials, I am Ntombi Shobete on Facebook, Ntombi with an IE at the end. So it's Ntombi Shobete on Facebook. I'm also on YouTube. I upload my content, visual content there. I'm also Ntombi Shobete. Then on Instagram, I am Miss Ntombi, just Miss Ntombi. And on Twitter and TikTok, I am Miss Ntombi S. So please holler at me and spread some love, and you'll get love in return from me.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. Thank you for
having me. I had a blast. Thank you so much for having me.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.